Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the Cannes Film Festival here in Lower Italy. And we're going to meet some of the producers, directors, and stars of the films that are being exhibited here for the annual competition. First, I'd like you to meet the German representative from Narzi from the Narzi Film Company, Herr Adolf Hartler. Good afternoon, Herr Hartler.
Heil Hartler, how are you?
Now, this is a strange name. It's Narzi Films.
Yes, that
doesn't have anything to do with Nazi, does it?
No, are you kidding, Vivi? They are worst enemies. We are against them. We always were. I had it. You kidding?
Well, I've heard that.
In my own home, we hit a Jewish family.
Yes. Sure. Well, I've heard that there were many Germans.
We hit them for a while and then turned them over to the Gestapo, but we, you know.
Sir, what did you do personally during the war?
Oh, well, I was a baby during the war. I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. It was terrible. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. We were so confused.
Sir, just a moment.
We little German tykes were confused.
Me to believe that you were a little German tyke because you look to me to be a man of 60, 65 years old.
Oh, well, you know, we had nothing to eat, and I've aged terribly.
Sir, you're wearing your bathing suit, I noticed.
Yes, yes.
And as you scratched your head, I noticed a little SS tattooed under your arm.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Well, wait. Oh, that's the Simon Says.
What?
Simon Says. We play that on the beach. I'm the captain of the Simon Says team. And that's where we get SS.
Do you think it's worth tattooing on your arm?
Simon Says.
Simon Says.
Oh, well, I'm serious about the game. I love it, and so I had myself tattooed, Simon Says.
How did you feel about the motion picture, Stanley Kramer's motion picture, Judgment in Nuremberg?
Unfair.
Why did you consider it unfair?
Well, because he didn't tell the whole truth. What was the picture about, really? About a misunderstanding, really, wasn't it? I mean, look, you have... You send people to camp, don't you, in the summer? We sent a few people to camp. I don't know what the whole fuss is about.
Well, sir,
Sent some nice people to camp.
Did you know Hitler?
Mostly in the summer.
How did you feel about Adolf Hitler personally?
Oh, well, I thought that he made some terrible errors. Losing the war was a big error. Made a couple of blunders, yeah.
Well, sir, I hope you have success with your film. And
thank you very much. I hope you have success with your country. Until the hostilities break out again, my friend. Nice talking to you, yes.
Goodbye, bye-bye. Mr. Hartman. And from Italy, we are pleased to have you meet the director in the New Wave School, Mr. Federico Fettuccini.
How are you? How do you do for your nose?
Sir, are you Fettuccini, sir?
Yes, I'm Fettuccini. That's right.
But you don't have an Italian accent.
No, that's because I'm Greek.
The name Federico Fettuccini is so Italian, I assumed you were Italian.
Well, I took, of course, naturally, how you do in Europe, you take your wife's name. I married an Italian woman. Her name was Federica Fettuccini, and I took the name Fettuccini.
But why?
Because I like Fettuccini a lot better than my name.
What is your name?
My name is Mercurio Mercurochrome.
It's Fettuccini. It's a better name for a director.
Yes, it's a nicer name for a director of films and flicks.
Yes. Sir?
As you are so wont to say, for your nose.
Yes. What do you keep saying, for your nose?
It's a Greek expression. In Greek, for your nose means... I love your entire face.
I see.
Yes, you like the nose, you buy the face.
Yes. Where did you meet your wife, sir?
I met my wife in Venice. I was broke, you know, swimming to my hotel. And
you swam to your hotel?
Yes. With my little suitcase strapped to my back. And she was in a gondola and spied me in the water and fished me out. And as I was drying off, I proposed marriage and a movie.
And she accepted.
Yes, both.
She stars in your new picture.
Yes.
Now, as I said, you are a member of the New Wave School.
That's right.
Now, what is
your... Try to do the New Wave pictures.
Now, what is your picture about?
It's
what is it called, by the way?
Rape.
Well, could you tell us a little about your picture? How does your picture
Well,
open?
We started with a new wave. The camera waits until there's a good wave coming in, and when it looks like a new wave...
And you filmed it.
We filmed that wave, and then the wave breaks, and when the wave breaks, there's two people on the beach raping each other.
I see. And what are you trying to say in your film?
We're trying to say that there's much immorality in our society.
I see. And you show this by...
By showing a lot of rape and filth and dirt. And the people love to see the immorality, so they know not to do that.
I see.
It's very ethical and moral, actually.
Is there anything in the film that would be, well, other than rape? I mean, you can't do a whole film.
No. Then there's near the end, there's contrition, where all the rape people feel that they have done a dirty thing.
Did somebody
wrong.
Lead them out
yes.
of this?
Is there a hero
in the picture?
Oh, yes, the avocado man. We have an avocado picker who comes to a grove of avocados, and the people somehow know he's symbolic of goodness and the avocado, because the avocado is good.
Yes.
And he walks through the grove, and all the people are very contrite, and they cry about their rape and their terror, and they follow him to the church to pray for their salvation.
I see. So it
and on the way to the church, the Turkish army comes and rapes them all. Because we like to finish a picture with a rape, you know?
So it ties it up.
Yes, it ties up the theme, which is essentially
rape.
Why do
you do these films, sir?
For money, yes.
Are you going to continue to do this kind of picture?
As long as there's rape, I will be in business, yes.
But aren't you ever going to do something a little more
Yes.
Actually,
I'm just kidding with you. We're doing a very quiet film, a very beautiful, very soulful, very touching picture. It's about the shepherd boy. The picture opens and he's playing his little flute, and there's a beautiful little girl on the hillside near the sheep, and he quietly walks over to her, and he quietly rapes her. And it's a quiet rape, and it ends quietly with the sheep drifting off away from the rape.
And what do you feel you are saying in this picture?
We're saying that even a shepherd boy can be corrupted if he doesn't go on the right side of the hill. That's what we're trying to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fettuccini. It was a pleasure talking to you. We'd like you to meet now the producer-director of the J. Arthur Rankiewicz Company, a young man who's made quite a name for himself, Mr. Tippy Skittles, KCVB.